up, man? Welcome back to motherfucking the Underground Railroad. I'm your host, Harriet Thugman. Yeah. Sorry. All right. Cause this shit look like. All right, whatever. This shit don't look like we're like they used to put the slaves at to sleep and shit. But I ain't no slave, nigga. I'm a good. Anyway, hi, Margaret. You still when you wear the same thing?
I am wearing the same thing because it's the same.
No,
day.
It's not. It's a different week. It's a different week.
Okay, it's a different week.
Hey, Margarita, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm breathing, man. I'm living my life, man. So what's new?
What is new?
I ain't seen you in about a week.
Yeah, it has a week.
It's been a whole week.
A whole week, right? Yeah. I watched this and I just came back.
Damn. What's new?
I don't know. Like, not much has changed. Like, my memory's bad, so I can't really remember a lot of things.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn, man.
Like, if it happened yesterday, I don't really. What's today?
Today? It's Friday.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, so you text me last week to tell me to come this week, right?
Yeah, sure did.
You don't even remember either.
Hey, was you struggling in high school, in college?
With what?
Like, you know, just financially, just trying to find your foot, find your legs. You know, figure out who the fuck you are.
No, I was chilling. It was fun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever have to strip to make it to do anything?
No, we went to college in Carson. Where was I going to strip?
At the fucking what's the fucking Barbary Coast?
Oh, that is close.
Yeah, I know it's close.
No, I didn't even know about that place.
Though. Man, she acting like she brand new. You know who be up in there? All right.
Who?
Shit, nigga, the real money makers, not us college folk.
By LAX, they made real money.
Oh yeah, they got a lot of
what's
my
real
shit.
Money.
They got a lot of my money. They got a lot. They got all my Pell Grant.
Like 200 a night.
I swear, nah, I wasn't tricking on no 200 a night.
No, though. In total, that's what they made.
Oh yeah, man. Hey man, there's some good money out there for them damn strippers, man. I tell you that much, dude. They make a lot of fucking money, dude.
Yeah, if you're at the right place, I think.
Yeah, man. You ain't never did that shit?
No. Why did I think so hard, but no.
Yeah. I know, because you was like, some private parties.
I told you my memory. It's
that's
like,
crazy.
I have ADD, so I like zone in and out.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Yeah. And you just a working woman. I think you like a judicial assistant or something, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, man. Yo, man. You know what I'm saying? This is a very professional woman right here, right? Hence to her fucking job title. You know what I'm saying?
That's,
what exactly do you do?
It's not fun. It's not interesting at all. I mean, it's traffic, pull cases. Put in the rulings that the judge comes up with. Just
you be meeting the judge?
Yeah, he's always right there.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you be in the courtroom watching these niggas just go down, watching all this shit go down?
Yeah.
Damn, that's so tight, Margaret.
Yeah, sometimes people get in fights in the
in the courtroom?
In the courtroom.
What you think about that nigga, Jussie Smollett, a few weeks ago, nigga, talking about some, I'm not suicidal, but if something happened to me, I'm just saying.
That's what he said?
Yeah, he was saying that in the courtroom. That was like his last plea. You saw that shit?
What is that supposed to mean? Like,
is he
threatening everybody else? Like,
he going to jail for 100 and like, he, I think he went to jail for like 100 and
oh, he was probably
days.
Trying to get off then, like trying to threaten him, like, if you give me this sentence. Like,
the judge don't give a fuck.
They don't. Really, like, they don't.
Nigga, so what?
He thought it was a movie, like one of his acting roles probably, but it's not. So that wasn't going to work.
That's crazy, man. But, Jussie Smollett. I don't even fucking.
He beat himself up going to Subway.
Who the fuck know? Yeah, I think so. Cause he was trying to get like a lawsuit or whatever. And like, why would you do that?
Yeah, like he was just trying to be more famous. Like, yeah. I don't get it.
But. I think some, and he's more famous now.
Yeah.
I think he like paid some Africans or some shit to beat him up or something, or like fake it or whatever.
Yeah, to fake it.
Hell yeah, man. Me and my niggas got a lot of money that day, man. Yeah, we did, boy. Anyway, that's crazy, man.
It is.
That's good that you don't got a result to OnlyFans or nothing like that. Not saying that there's nothing wrong with OnlyFans, because them bitches out there getting their money too.
Yeah, it's probably easier money.
Hell yeah, man. if you got titties and a pussy, it's like, nigga, you
why are you giving me all these stripping and OnlyFans ideas?
Oh, I don't know. I need to stop. Yeah, man. You go to church?
I've been pre-pandemic.
Pre-pandemic? Yeah, what happened after that? You found out you don't need the Lord if you're just in your house all day
because nothing happen to you? Like, you can stream, so, I mean, you can
stream. But do you get the full experience? Do you be catching the Holy Ghost, nigga, over a, like, while you in the...
No. But I'm chill. Like, I'm nonchalant, so I'm, like, the same way I would be if I was there.
You ain't never caught the Holy Ghost in your life?
No.
Not one time. You almost felt it?
I mean, if I felt it, like, but I'm not going to get up and, like, jump around.
Oh, shit. Hello? Who is it? Yo. I'm sorry, Margaret. Our guest is here. Our guest is here. Well, you want to plug yourself real quick before you bring our guest? What you got going on, Mama Drama?
I really don't have anything, but you can find me on Instagram, Ms. Margarita, M-I-Z-Z, and then Margarita, like the drink.
Hell yeah, man. That's my girl, man. Yo, man, coming to Jamar's neighborhood, God damn it. Yo, man, we all love the Lord. We all love Jesus. But how many of us love black Jesus? I know I do. Your grandma do, nigga. We all do. She got a picture of him up in the motherfucking house and shit. Yo, this dude is the fucking homie. One of the funniest, hardest working motherfuckers in the goddamn country right now. He's on tour right now, man. You see him in Black Jesus. See him in Space Jam. See him in John Henry. Got a new show in the works called Pimps and Kinfolk. You can catch it on Cannabis Capital on Twitch. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for my guy, Mr. Slink Johnson. Oh, shit. God damn, you clumsy motherfucker.
No, that was Miss Margarita Duke. You too. I was just trying to get the shit off your shirt. What the fuck?
Fuck.
Damn, she had a little booger on the back of her shirt. I was trying to help pull a little booger off her shirt. She thought, damn, Margarita.
He slipped on your big ass booger on your motherfucking shirt.
Nah, she threw me.
Oh, yeah, you strong ass woman. Shout out to strong women. I ain't never seen a tall, clumsy motherfucker. Like, hey, man, what up, my guy?
What's up, Jamar?
Damn, man, nigga, how tall are you, bro?
6'7", man.
6'7"? Did you ball in school?
Nah, when I should have been playing basketball or some type of organized sport, so I decided to play left pistol for the Englewood Carjackers.
Hey, nigga, turn the fuck up, nigga. Hey,
I was like a real fucked up thug, a real unlucky ass thug, you know what I mean? So
what you mean unlucky?
Well, you know, I got caught. You know, just too tall, you know, just wasn't in the right thing. You know what I'm saying? I was misguided, but you know.
It ain't too many places you can hide, nigga. Exactly. 6'7", dog.
Ex fucking Zach DeMundo, man. But some kind of way I kinda believed that it was when I was a youngster, you know?
Yeah. That's fucking crazy, dog. Are you a clumsy dude?
Yep. Like, I mean, I can own it now. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the most, you know, graceful or coordinated motherfucker in the world, but I can twist the shit out of blunt. You know what I'm talking about?
Do that
and
shit right
I,
now.
And I can fuck real good.
Talk that shit.
And, yeah, I can cook. I do all kinds of shit.
Yeah. That but don't you require.
You say twist the blunt?
Yeah, twist it. Let me see. They ain't gonna let you smoke it, but we do. What I would like to see you like twist this motherfucker. And can you give us directions as you're doing it?
I can't even do it because I need to. It need to be your weed.
Oh, you need. Oh, for sure, man. Say fucking less, man. Don't you fucking tell me.
And nothing. You're blunt,
nigga. But hey, nigga, I'm a bougie nigga, man. We do pre rolls around here, man.
Oh, well, that shit is smoke that motherfucker, man.
Nah, they ain't gonna let you, but I can't show that shit off.
Here, though. Well, you know. They being the owners of this establishment right here, because it's real crazy. They're renting the room next door to Wild Bill. To Buffalo Bill.
Oh, they are, huh?
Buffalo. Hey, puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again. Yeah, you might be too young for that.
Nah, I know who Buffalo Bill is. That's a nigga who used to tuck his dick in there and shit, right? I don't know, or at least if you let Anthony Hopkins tell it in motherfucker. Yo, nigga.
What's up, motherfucker?
I can't call it, man. Yo, man, first and foremost, man, I just want to say thank you for letting me get on Black Jesus with you niggas, man. I appreciate that shit, man.
Man, it was a blessing to have you, Jamar. You've always...
I had to rub this nigga motherfucking feet in the audition, nigga, just to fucking get on this shit. But, you know, it was Jesus.
He wore gloves.
I wore gloves, nigga.
Nah, man, Jamar, you've always been talented, man, from the moment we met. You've always been one of them special kind of talents, man. Very... You a crazy motherfucker, bro.
For sure, nigga. But, you know, I saw Corey Holcomb like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, I walked up the nigga. I was like, Booney. And then he was like, who the hell? He was like, oh, here comes it. And I had on my mohawk. He was like, this weird ass motherfucker. He was like, I was like,
Corey's a fool.
That nigga, y'all niggas had me fucking, y'all like. That was like one of the things, like that was like one of the first jobs I ever did where I was like, oh shit, I'm doing what I want to do. Like, if you allow me to go and be crazy and shit like that, I'm like, nigga, perfect.
Greatest time of my life, man. I had so much fun on that set.
Man, goddamn, dude. Like, I was intimidated at first, man, because I was like, oh fuck, like, I was like, because you already like, first of all, you tall. And then you dress in the Jesus outfit, and then you was already two seasons in and shit like that. So I was like, no, not riding or nothing. I felt like I was looking at a god, and I was about to say my words to this nigga.
Come on, man. And I'm over here eating lunch with you, farting this shit behind the building and shit. Come on, smoking weed. Come on, man.
Yeah, nigga, but once I got into it and I saw how many blunts this nigga was rolling, I was like, oh, these niggas don't give a fuck on this show. Corey over here making fucking wife-beating jokes, camera, nigga, we out here, dog. Yeah,
definitely had a ball in that motherfucker, man.
Bro, so what's your story, man? Like, how you go from, like, where you started to, like, the industry? All I remember was that icy, that fake ICDC commercial. Yeah,
the Everest parody. Yeah, man. You know, Jamar, my first intentions of entertainment in Hollywood, man, I wanted to be a rapper.
Yeah.
That's what I thought was going to be my way into the game, but I thought that was what I would be known for, first and foremost. But that didn't quite happen. So how I wanted it to, along the timeline I wanted it to, it didn't happen, I'll say. But, you know, I just always stayed in the right circles, man, and my personality kind of led me to the right type of people. You know what I'm saying? I knew young writers and young directors and young filmmakers before they were writers, directors, and filmmakers type shit. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I just always kept a good rapport with somebody. But, you know, mainly, it was my acquaintance with my friend Jason Van Veen, who I actually did my first few sketches with. He introduced me to my friend I did an Everest College sketch with. He introduced me to Aaron Magruder. And, Aaron, you know, through the Aaron Magruder relationship came Black Jesus, and also came Grand Theft Auto 5, because I met DJ Pooh through Aaron Magruder, who gave me the shot for GTA 5. So, you know, again, it's just a combination of things, man. The right attitude, the right circle, you know what I'm saying, and God leading me to the right directions and right avenues, man. And I just say that to say, man, I ain't had no fucking chalked out plan. People be asking me, did you get acting classes, managers, agents, did you do theater? No, nigga, I just smoked some weed with the right niggas.
Swear to God.
And had the right flavor for the occasion.
Yep. Hey, I ain't mad at that, nigga. You, why you love weed so much?
Oh, man. Because
how long you been smoking that shit?
I think since I was like 12.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn, that was like your first, like.
Yeah, and
who introduced you to it?
My cousin. Shrimp Low, what's up, third?
Hello, Shrimp.
My cousin Shrimp Low, the Low. She put me on the weed. We was just kids, though, man. I started smoking the weed, but I'm gonna say, you know, it didn't just captivate me then. Like my blatant abuse of marijuana came later on, like well into my adulthood. But you know, I dipped and dabbled, you know, young. Yeah. You know, my first hit was young, and I cannot tell you. You know, people be like, oh, tell me about the first time you smoked. I don't remember, Nick. Yeah. That's how much smoke I started. You know, I smoked.
He said he smoked all the memories away.
Yeah, I don't remember. See, I don't remember high school. I be feeling bad. People from school be like, Gerald, what's up, Slink? What's up? I'm like, I don't
even remember that, nigga. It's like, damn, nigga, that's fucking crazy. I remember, because I was like clean cut, because like my auntie, like my auntie used to smoke and shit like that, and I used to never want to be a smoker because she's me personally, she stunk to me. So I was like, nigga, I don't never want to stink, nigga. So nigga, one time, nigga, me, you know.
I was like, stupid as fuck. I was like, I don't want to stank.
Like, nigga, I'm so vain. I was like, man, I got to be a stanky bitch. Like, but then, nigga, I remember one day we went to San Bernardino, like me and the homies, and we was packing around, like, with these bitches and shit. It was this bad bitch. She was like, it's always a bad bitch.
A bad bitch gonna have you doing some shit.
She gets you with all your habits and shit. And she was smoking weed, and I was at the, like, can I smoke with you? Nigga, I ain't never smoked in my life. I was like, can I smoke with you? Nigga, I hit that shit. It was blueberry kush. I'll never fucking forget it.
Yeah.
And she was at the like, have you ever smoked before? And I was at the like, yeah. And then she was like, all right. Gave me that shit, nigga. I fucking was stuck on the motherfucking wall for like 4 hours,
bro. That's what I was going to ask you. Excuse me. That's what I was going to ask you. Pardon my yawn. You know, I smoke a lot of weed. But look, that's what I was going to ask you. So did you get high? And did you get high and be cool, or did you get high and fumble the play?
Nigga, I fumbled the play for sure. It was my first hit. Slink on God in heaven, nigga. I was staring at I'm not gonna make nothing up here, nigga. I was staring at this goddamn wall for like 2 hours, 3 hours, bro. I was stuck like this. And while I was stuck like this, the homie Edward snagged her up, nigga, and he cooked her in the fucking bedroom. Nigga, and I was while I was still stuck, like
the wall was interesting as a motherfucker for like 2 hours.
Yeah, it was. That nigga, that's how it is, smoking weed. Yeah. You be like, damn, nigga, I wonder how many little single dots is up in that motherfucker, and you know, like
how many pores?
Yeah,
like can I count all the pores?
Nigga, it's always, and then I stopped smoking that shit for like, I say like maybe until I was like 28 or whatever.
Yeah.
And I picked it back up because I was like, fuck it, man, let me just smoke some weed or whatever. I did that shit. Waffles never taste so fucking good, nigga.
Yeah. Yeah, man, it's definitely an experience. I wish I could feel that over again, you know. At this point, I just smoke weed. Smoking is the activity.
Yeah.
That is, I smoke because that is an activity. Like, I will smoke and be high 2 blunts ago and still be smoking, and I probably won't leave till the weed gone because, hey, the weed's gone. There's nothing left to do. That's the activity.
How high can you get? Like, is there, like can you be like, since you've been smoking weed so long and so much or whatever, can you be like, damn, this is the highest I've ever felt? Or is there like, man, this shit don't even affect me no more?
There are moments. On the average, you know, I get a certain high, and then after that, you know, it just becomes fatigue. It just becomes getting burnt. You know, after I get so high and I level out, and after that, I just start coming down on some burnt shit. I'm tired. I want to go to sleep. You know, just burnt out. I burn myself out smoking. But on certain occasions, I may come across a strand that's, you know, pretty foreign to me. You know what I mean?
Did you ever do Caviar Gold?
I'm sure I have. The pre-rolls, I remember.
Yeah. Them nigga, them shits used to have me stuck, nigga. I used to pass them out to the family and shit.
Yeah,
like, nigga, where the fuck did you get this? Like,
you passed down to me, nigga.
Yeah, man. No, I got you.
Man, that's fucked up, Jamar, man.
Nigga, had I known you then, bro, like, I swear to God, like.
That's fucked up, J-Mad. That's for me right here, man.
Yeah, nigga, sure. Why not? Yeah, nigga, that's you, nigga. I stole that from another podcast I do called Cutting Weight.
I'm gonna smoke that motherfucker.
That's
on the
Ricky
way
Williams'
to Arby's.
Weed.
Oh, Ricky Williams, man. Shout out Ricky Williams,
yeah,
man.
You got them dreadlocks, nigga, so you already know what kind of weed that's gonna do.
Bomb.
Any nigga with dreadlocks is cooking some shit, nigga.
That's a fucked up stereotype. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas with dreadlocks.
You wanna ask a nigga with dreadlocks about them. So how much, what's the THC percentage, my nigga?
Like, I'm a preacher, nigga.
I don't know, nigga.
Yo, bro. So you got the so you got the pimps and I went to one of them.
Yeah,
maybe like a few weeks ago. Yeah, I fucking love it. It's fucking dope, bro. You had like Freeway Ricky Ross and shit there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Who you think the better Rick Ross, the fat one or the Freeway one?
The Freeway one.
All right, but do you enjoy the fat one?
I enjoy the music and the fat one's art, but I will. I have no doubt in my mind that the fat one was influenced as far as his namesake for sure by.
Yeah.
The Freeway.
Yeah. What? Okay. That was stupid. Hey. So it's called Pimps and Kinfolk. So it's called Pimps and Kinfolk or whatever. You ever dabble in pimping?
You know what? I don't ever like to disrespect the game. You know what I'm talking about? Because it's a lot of names, a lot of suckers out here, you know, claiming to pee.
Yep, he did.
And knowing that they you know, really not. But, you know, I've never been a pimp, man. You know, however, I do have a very close and deep love and respect for the game and a rapport for a whole lot of the players. You know what I'm talking about? And I do a lot of stuff similar to them. So, you know, I'm not quite a pimp, but I will, you know, go on record as saying that I am a slap.
Hey, anytime a nigga start talking real fast when you bring up pimping, he done dabbled in some goddamn pimping.
Jamar, I'm a slap, man. A slap is something like a pimp. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? I'm almost, you know, I'm not quite.
So, it's like a Cat Williams. I think pimp, therefore I am.
Maybe, perhaps, you know, some of that nature. You know what I'm talking about? But, you know, I use the term a lot, man. And, you know, again, no disrespect to the ism of the game, but, you know, I love pimping, and I love the term, and I love the ideology of it, man. And, you know, when I call somebody a pimp, I might say, what's happening, pimping? They ain't got nothing to do with you selling women bodies or managing, but it's pimping life,
yeah.
Pimping your position, pimp whatever it is, man. When you making it look easy, a lot of times motherfuckers don't know how hard it is or what going and what you got going, man, but you making it look easy as fuck, Jamar.
Damn.
And you pimping that shit, man. So you know what I'm saying? Much respect to you.
Oh, I'm a pimp.
Yeah, great, man. You know, in that regard.
Margaret, you heard that.
In that regard. But Margaret's a pimp, too.
Oh, Margaret's, shit.
See, you know, again, not in the literal term, of course. Not in the literal term. You know what I'm talking about? But, you know, pimping, whatever your thing is, man. You know what I'm saying? You pushing your lane and you doing it correctly with respect and admiration and dignity. And you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and get yours, man.
Damn, that shit make me feel good, man. Can I tell you, just I ain't gonna lie, man. Like, I had like two opportunities to do that, to do it for real.
Yeah.
Like, I swear to God, I ain't gonna fucking lie to you, bro. There's one was just this chick who was already like out there, or
working.
Whatever. She was really like out there, or whatever. But I just knew her personally, and I said, I don't know why, I don't know how this came out of me. I said, man, you need somebody behind you.
The ism was oozing out your heart.
I said, man, you need somebody behind you. And then she was at the like who? And I was at the like, I said, I'll try it. I didn't see nigga, I tried softened up. I said, I'll try it. She was at the like, no, honey, I take care of my own business or whatever. And then she was like, what could you possibly do for me? And I was at the like, I was like, I'm not sure. And I said, but let me just, I said, I want to learn on the job. And then
she wanted you to sell yourself. She was trying to choose. The bitch was trying to choose, man.
Yeah. But I literally was at the like, nah, man.
She
I,
was choosing. She yeah. actually chose. She chose.
Yeah. And I said, nah, I said, nah, I don't want to do that. Cause I don't want to be responsible for you.
Right. Right.
And then the second one was, I had a cousin who was out there and she didn't have no pimp. And I said, and I didn't say, let me pimp you. I just said, hey, you're going to need somebody behind you. Let me manage you. And then I said, I'm just going to only take 10%. And she was up there like, okay. And then she was up like, what else do I got to do? I said, you got any high heels or anything? I said, you got any decent high heels? Because you can't be out there in the fucking.
Oh, you dumb as fuck. This nigga dumb as fuck.
I said, you have any high heels? I said, and then she was up there like, no, I can go get someone else. All right, we're going to stop at Payless. We got to work your way up.
This your cousin, though.
Yeah.
How you going to tell your auntie you pimping your cousin out?
I just said, hey, I'm her manager. You know? Yeah, man.
I had an opportunity, man. I was going to take a bitch, man. We was going to go. She was going to go for you, boy, man. We was going to go to Super Bowl. That was one year. It was in Miami. But I couldn't afford to get the bitch there. What a dummy. Bitch, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So you fucked up?
I was such a nice pimp. I was going to buy the bitch a ticket. I didn't want her to spend her money. Yeah, I was too nice of a pimp, man. You know what I'm saying? I tried to be a pimp, man, but the hoes just couldn't respect the fact that I would iron her clothes before she go on shift. You know what I'm saying? I try to make sure she look right out there. Bitch come home to a good meal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That just wasn't respectable.
You might as well just marry this motherfucker.
That wasn't respectable to him. I'm a nice pimp.
And, bro, so what happened was I got into tricking. That was easier for me because I'm a nice guy.
Yes, tricking is much easier.
It is. Nigga, but my problem is, nigga, I used to try to fuck the shit out of the prostitutes because I thought they was going to give me a freebie. But
ooh.
Nah, they was like, all right, cool.
I'm a fucker and she's gonna like
it. I swear to God, nigga.
Bitch used to fuck with her hand out like this. Like, put the money here.
Drop it here.
Yeah, nigga. But that was, yeah, but that was the extent of all that and shit.
How we get on Pimpin'?
I don't know, nigga. I respect when I don't ever want to be like, you get out. I don't like that shit.
No, I'm a nice guy, man. I respect the game, but you know, I don't think I'm too nice a guy to deal with some of this, some of these insubordinate attitudes that Pimpin' have to deal with.
Yeah, man. I don't hit nobody and put nobody in place like that. Oh, man, I'm very.
Now, I never hit a woman. I slap the shit out of a bitch. Why you bullshitting?
Now, you think for a little hair, you going to get a little hair. No, just a little bit. Yo, shout out to Sugar Free, bro.
Yeah, I think it's hard.
All right, man. So a top five greatest Crips of all time.
Oh, top five greatest Crips of all time. Nipsey Hussle.
Hey.
In no particular order. Nipsey Hussle. Monster Cody.
Who was that?
Monster Cody.
Cool.
Tookie Williams.
Hey.
Raymond Washington.
Oh yeah, that nigga was great.
And Nip, Monster, Tookie, Raymond, and Snoop.
Cool. I like that.
Yep.
Goddamn right, man. Can you crip walk?
No, feet too big. I can barely human walk.
Nigga. He be in the game, that motherfucker. Okay. Are you, okay, so Black Jesus, you got a lot of backlash for that shit, though, no?
Well, you know, I heard about it, but nobody ever said nothing to me. Everybody was cool with me.
Yeah. People, I can't believe how tough people are online. You swear to God, people are the shit online.
Keyboard commandos. You know what I'm talking about? We used to, in jail, we call them window warriors, cell soldiers. The motherfuckers be behind, you know, you on your line movement and shit, and the niggas be on their window banging you up, hitting their window and shit, banging you up. But as soon as you motherfucker meet up with them somewhere in the infirmary or another line movement, a child, them motherfuckers quiet as a church mouth. Keyboard commandos. Window warrior, cell soldiers.
Hey, them niggas be scary online, though.
Them motherfuckers be beasts.
Nigga.
Brutal niggas, man. I swear to God,
I post pictures and shit of like me, like just in the box, just working out and shit like that. And somebody be like, yeah, nigga, that's a nice ring to get slept in. Nigga, don't come to fucking D.C. And I'm like, damn, man, I can't even do shows in D.C. now because it's a nigga with my hands.
Right. Because someone in D.C. is going to knock my head off.
Like, swear to God. Just come trying to work out.
Come on, guys. Chill out, man. Listen to the people. When you on social media, you know what? You don't have to comment.
Nigga. But you know, I'd be so bored, nigga. I'd be like, what? What that nigga say about me? I got no friends.
Well, he don't know. Well, come on. Now you're lying, Jamar. I'm here, bro. You know I love you.
Yeah, but we not around 24/7.
I had to think about it, though, because that's why I was late, really. I was late because I started not to come, Jamar. I was on my way, and then I saw,
felt it in your spirit.
Then I saw a Black Jesus commercial on Hulu, and I'm thinking to myself, hey, I'm too high class for Jamar. I can't come here. I can't.
But then me. I was in the same clip.
And like, then, yeah, like, fuck! I got to come with this guy. You know what I'm saying? Nah, you know. That fucking traffic, man, was fucking dumb, man. God damn, I had to pick my kid.
Where'd you come from?
I came from fucking San Pedro, man. Look, I'm gonna tell you the truth, Jamar. You know
on the end of the 110.
Yeah, you know you know how much I fucking love you, bro.
You came from the end of the 110.
I'm gonna give you a few reasons. I came from the end of the 110, gas $6.50 a gallon. I took my daughter out of school early because I pick her up at 3:08. But I had to be here at 3, so I picked her up early to be here with you.
Yeah, thank you, Slink.
I took my daughter out of school. I deprived her of an hour and a half's worth of education so I can be here with Jamar. You know what I'm saying?
Slink, and for that, I have something for you, man.
You already had that. Have something else, nigga. I want the little, what's this thing with the Funko?
Take the fucking Randy Savage, man. I'm sorry, man, that I deprived your daughter. Man, I respect the kids' education, man.
Man, fuck them kids, man. You know what I'm saying?
All right, well, then fuck them. As a nigga who went to a slow school, man, fuck them.
Nah, I love you, though, brother. I'm your friend, brother.
I appreciate that shit, man. I appreciate that shit. Because I know motherfuckers be busy. I be asking certain people to come, like, and do the show, and I sense the hesitation in the text, and I hate asking, but I'm like, I love the people that I be reaching out to. So I be like,
So I'd be like, damn, man, I would love to just talk to this motherfucker for an hour. I don't care if we're riffing, talking shit, being stupid, whatever. So I'm like, I appreciate that shit, man.
That's all love,
man. Yeah, man. So
plus, we on Sunset. I'm going to hit Arby's on my way out.
Arby's?
Man, fuck you, man.
Nigga, you could have ate cereal out of toilet bowl, nigga, like Arby's, at home.
Nigga, Arby's be knocking, nigga.
Do that shit be knocking?
Arby's be knocking, and I hate they ain't got the barbecue no more. That was the shit, nigga. Arby's, bring the barbecue back, man. It's your boy, man. Come on. I'm going to go get me a couple of them beef and cheddars. You know what I'm talking about? I might get the smokehouse brisket, you know? It just depends on how I'm feeling.
Nigga, that sound
right
like
now.
A commercial. Wait, just hit saying, that?
Nigga. Arby's, man, come fuck with your boy. Ain't nobody really fucking with y'all like that. You know what I'm saying?
Rodney Dangerfield dead.
Come on, man. Fuck with your boy, Arby's.
Remember Rodney Dangerfield used to do them commercials, nigga?
I used to love them Arby's commercials with Rodney Dangerfield, man.
And then he died at eating them motherfuckers.
Like, you got to die something.
Hey, nigga, I ain't never had Arby's, but I ain't going to fucking lie, bro, on Jesus fucking Christ. Nigga, I always see them sandwiches on the shit, and I'll be like, man, that shit looks so good, but I only hear bad reviews in real life. Well, but you saying it's fire.
Well, you know what? I'll just say this, man. If you've ever been incarcerated or confined, you can't complain about Arby's.
Damn, so I can complain about Arby's probably, a lot.
I'll give you a little bit of that. I'll give you a little bit of that. But if you've ever been incarcerated or confined and ate that shit for an extended period of time, I better not hear you complaining about shit, especially Damn. With somebody else buying it for you, you bitch ass nigga.
Yeah, shout out to all the bitch ass Arby's so bad, nigga, they give it away in jail.
That's fucked up. I didn't say that, Jamar. You fucking my endorsement up, Jamar.
Hey, that's the commercial. Arby's so bad, they give it away in jail. Like, shout out to J-Pay. Hey, nigga, all right, this is some real shit that's happened to me, man.
This nigga crazy. All right,
man, one of my bitches can't handle no head, man.
You giving her the head?
I'm giving her some. She be farting like when I be eating the pussy, man.
Ooh.
Like, she be squirming, and it but she fine eating the pussy.
So she fart like an asshole fart or a pussy farts type queef?
No, asshole fart, because they be, like, squirming and shit like that.
It's not a queef.
No, it ain't a queef, nigga.
It's
it comes from the asshole.
It's an asshole fart.
Yeah.
Gastric air?
Yeah, nigga. But she fine as fuck, but she can't handle the shit. Tony, you ever had that?
My nigga, I'm trying to dig deeper here. Look, does this happen after she eat, or is this a reaction?
I don't know what she do before she come over.
Is it reaction? Because maybe you should have her take a drop of deuce, like, before she come over. You know what I'm saying? Like, make sure she drop a deuce.
But then I got to.
Or make her drink a 7-Up. She can burp and probably won't come out that end.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Because I'm telling you, if you keep eating her pussy and she fart, you're going to end up with some pellets on your chin, and it's not going to be cool.
Okay. Yeah, I don't like that shit, man. Sometimes I be leaking with the pellets.
You have a little pellets. You fuck around, had a little chili on your little fuck. Whiskers.
Look
and
like
shit.
Rabbit doo-doo, nigga.
Oh.
Yeah, nigga, can't handle no fucking head.
Oh, no.
Man, I'm over that, man. So that's your suggestion.
Have a drink of 7-Up or a Pepto-Bismol, or just take a drop of deuce.
Okay. Yo, Diane, if you're looking at this, Slink Johnson said, before you come over to my house, drink some 7-Up.
Or go take a shit and make sure you shower immediately after, because this man is offering you one of the best things, one of the most sacred things he can offer, his mouth. And this man makes a living from his mouth, and for him to put his mouth on your funky-ass orifice, you have to be appreciative, so watch that thing.
Goddamn right, man. Yo, moving right along, man. Yo, you a tall, goofy nigga. Are you ticklish?
It depends.
Okay, what that mean?
It depends on who tickling and how I'm feeling. Like, sometimes my bitch might be trying to play and I don't feel like playing.
You one of them niggas.
Yeah, like, ooh. Bitch, I shit, don't feel like nothing, bitch, stop.
For real?
And sometimes, you know what I'm saying, when I'm feeling enchanted and mystified and you know, engaged with the bitch and we laughing, you know, she might tickle a little bitch and get a little chuckle out of player. You know what I'm talking about? It just depends.
Margaret, can you tickle Slink up under his arms real quick? I gotta see where he's staying with you. Margaret, please.
I don't want to do that. I'm on a dick pill right now.
He on that rhino.
That'll be real. That'll be real embarrassing. I got the other shit. I got that black orangutan.
Nigga, is that a real thing?
Yeah. Look, they got all the animals and all the colors like Power Rangers. You know what I'm talking about? You seen the purple spider monkey?
No, nigga.
Nigga, you gonna fuck around.
So it's however hard you wanna go.
Yeah, it's certain levels.
Okay. Okay, certain cool. Levels. So if I want that motherfucking silver back, nigga, they got that for me.
Yeah, they got that silver back.
Oh shit. Hey, nah, nigga. So my next door neighbor, nigga, he be giving me like pills. And I be like, I'm a young bro. I'm a young boy. I don't need that shit. And he be like, he a Hispanic dude. He be like, yeah, papa, I know. But if you wanna do something, he was like, if you wanna do something. And I was like, all right, Andres, give me the pill, man. And that nigga, yo.
That's a damn shame. I hate it for this generation. I mean, I love it for mine because I'm getting up in age and I embrace it. But I hate it. Y'all young niggas be killing me, man. Niggas be 30 on these pills, 30, 29, 28, be slamming these pills. Nigga, your back's still strong. Stay off the perks. Stay off the lean, all this other shit. That's what's wrong with you niggas, man. Eat some celery, some carrots or something. You know what I'm talking about? You know,
this nigga basically telling you get some wings in your life, nigga. He said celery and carrots.
Yeah, yeah, get you some wings. Stop at Wingstop, nigga. Get you something, nigga.
Hey, yo, nigga. So,
yo.
Yo. Yo, so remember I sent you that movie like a while back?
Mm-hmm.
So I pitched that shit to LeBron's shit. Mm-hmm. To LeBron's company. They turned it down. Oh. They ain't want it. But, all right, but I'm going to tell you what it is.
All right.
It was called The Serviceman. What you think that's about?
The servicemen. Niggas that serving motherfuckers.
Low key. All right. So it was so we did this. So we did that John Henry shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then some bitch, excuse me. Shout out to all my fans. I was raised by niggas who talk like that. Yeah, so yeah. I'm like, so some chick slid in my DMs or whatever, and then she saw our scene, and then she was at the like, yo, that whole movie should have just been y'all or whatever, because like you saw the movie. Will, I'm still cool with Will or whatever. Whatever, and she was like, "Y'all whole movie should have been y'all." And I was at the like, "That's funny." And I was walking around my apartment. I was at the like whole movie, and I was at the like, "Whoa, what should we?" And I was like, "Nigga, what if me and Slink was like security guards, but then we got fired, and then we had to like protect the president for some reason? We came up on these jobs to like protect the president. So it's like me and you, we lost security jobs, but then
up on the ultimate security
on God. So we had to like protect the president and shit like that.
To the Secret Service or some shit.
On God in heaven, nigga. And then that shit finally got pitched. I finally just got in a position where I like pitched that shit or whatever. They asked me. They was like, "Do you have anything?" And I was like, "Yeah, I got this or whatever." And I said, "They was like, who you have in mind?" I said, "Slink Johnson." And
they
were like,
"Who?"
I said, they said, Slink, no, because you had just did the fucking Space Jam shit. It was with LeBron, who did with LeBron Company.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, yeah, I was like, oh, we love Slink and this and this and that. They fucking read it, and they were like, yeah, we're going to pass. And I was like, what? What the fuck is wrong with that shit?
Well,
shit. Like, I be feeling sad, nigga, when I be fucking getting turned down for shit, man.
It just be about timing, man, because it's weird. I've been around long enough to know that timing is everything, bro, and it's just about timing. You can pitch the same shit a year from now, and they be like, oh, it's fucking great, but it's the same shit I showed you. But people just got to be ready for it, man, and everybody ain't ready for it, but that don't mean you got to stop pitching.
That shit be breaking my heart, nigga, when I be getting shit turned down. Like, oh, God, I be like, because I'm so, like, confident or whatever in, like, shit that I, like, you put myself out there and shit like that. That I always think, like, if I go audition, I always think that I'm going to get the role.
Right, absolutely, absolutely.
If I pitch some shit, I always think that somebody going to buy it. And then when somebody going to buy it, I'd be broken. I'd be like, what?
Fucking right. I get it, though.
I don't know, nigga.
I get it, though. You got to be confident, man. You got to be confident. In my time so far, I'm learning to kind of, I'm staying invested in what I'm doing, but I'm kind of learning to detach because I know a lot of times this shit be bullshit, and you know it's you know when they ready to fuck with a player, they'll fuck with him. Until then, you know what I'm saying, I'm fucking with my man Jamar in the neighborhood, man.
Nigga, on God, like, and my mom was telling me that shit. She was like, she was at the like, oh well, your disappointment just came from your expectations.
Absolutely.
And I was at like, but I'm optimistic. You know what I'm saying? I was like, what's, like, is that?
No, that's a great thing, being optimistic, man. It's weird for me, though, because I like to consider myself an optimist, and, you know, but at the same time, I set the bar low. I expect to go in. I'm going to always be confident in myself, but I set the bar low for everybody else in order to keep myself from being disappointed at people.
Oh.
I, like, if I was dating a fine girl like Margarita, I'd expect her to fuck me over and go fuck with somebody else. I'd expect that. So that way, when she does it, I don't feel fucked over. When I go in there and fuck with this white man right here, I expect for him to fuck me over some kind of way, steal my shit, kick me up out the way.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Do what white men do.
Just because history. Yeah.
I go fuck around with a nigga like Jamar. I just know you ain't going to be reliable. You ain't going to be time. You're going to fuck my shit up.
Not all the time.
Guess what? I ain't going to be mad.
He may come. He may not, nigga.
I ain't even going to be mad. Because I don't expect the nigga to do shit.
Hey, man, well, that's a fucking beautiful thing, man, because I'm, oh, that's a fucking beautiful thing. Maybe I just need to learn that part or whatever. I remember, like,
in jail, they say hope for the best. Expect the worst, but hope for the best.
Expect for the worst and hope for the best. They say that, and that's a lot of fucking wisdom going on in prison. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you probably think about a lot of shit, nigga. Like,
you got time.
What's the longest time you ever did?
31 months.
31 months. How many years is that?
Like 2 years. Shit, 24, 2 years, 9 months.
You said that shit like it was a baby, nigga, that you ain't ready to just say it's two yet. Like
31 months, close to three, like
what
5 months.
What was that shit for?
A criminal offense, a youthful offense.
For real?
Yeah, a little robbery.
Wow.
When I was playing left pistol for the Inglewood Carjackers, that's why I said, you know.
Okay.
That was
okay.
Some bullshit for me to be doing.
Damn, man, you was doing a lot of fun shit.
Yeah, man. In hindsight, you know what I'm saying?
This is retirement.
It wasn't smart as fuck. It wasn't smart. It was fun then, but the consequences that came with it was not. Hey, man, because I say this all the time, man. Let me drop this here.
Hit it.
Look here, man. Don't let something that take 3 minutes cost 3 years or more of your life. You know what I'm saying? Don't let a little moment fuck you up for the rest of your life. A lot of guys go out and do crime and shit, and shit happen. They don't go out with the intention of that happening. But they don't always just make the best decisions, and you know shit go down, and you do some goofy shit just based on impulse or based on that moment, and you be fucked over for the rest of your life. So, you know, think about what you're doing before you're doing. You know what I'm saying? That nigga talking shit, he ain't worth you knocking his noodles off because he just talking shit. He drunk. He's a lame. Just walk away from him. He's a bitch. He's a lame. He ain't gonna do nothing. Just walk away. That shit don't even count because you go knock that nigga noodle off, and you're gonna be in jail for the rest of your life when you can just say fuck that dude and keep on walking and wake up in the morning not even thinking about that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like that, man. Ain't it hard to put your ego aside sometimes,
hell
nigga?
Yeah,
and like, cause like nobody want to be called a bitch ass nigga. No. You know what I'm saying? Like you a bitch ass. Like sometimes I make decisions and shit. Like cause I always talk about like, hey, most choices that I make has my freedoms as best interest.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, and then, so I'm like, it ain't that I can't go there with you. I'm over here like, yo, nigga, but I'm like, I just don't want to because I could be doing like this could fuck up that or whatever. Yeah, and the motherfuckers be like, you a bitch ass nigga. And I be like, man.
That come with time and experience, man. You know what I'm saying? Time and experience and wisdom, wisdom comes with time and experience, man. Once you begin to see shit and you know, you get out your mama house and you begin to see life a little bit different with your own eyes, but behind your own lens, you know, you start valuing things different. You know, your place to stay. When you paying for that motherfucker, you ain't tripping off no place to stay when you staying with another motherfucker. You staying with your mama, your parents, or whatever. You ain't tripping. That thought don't even fucking occur to you, so you ain't tripping. There ain't nothing to lose to you. But once you get older and start getting shit to lose, property, loved ones, goddammit, positions, and different things of that nature, you start to care a little bit more.
Okay. Yeah, man. Yeah, basically.
I'm sorry, though. I ain't going to bring
your shit
down.
Nah, nigga, I like that. Nah, nigga, I like that.
I want to bring your shit down, nigga. I want you to put on your motherfucking mohawk right now. We going to get them little bitches, them little fat midget bitches to come down here.
Yo, Margaret, give me my mohawk on my backpack. Give me my mohawk. It's in that bag. It's in that big bag.
It is mohawk,
it's in the suitcase.
Man.
In the suitcase.
I'm kind of disappointed anyway because you ain't had a motherfucking mohawk on when I came
in. Give me that shit.
Get
that one. Get that one right there.
Did you tell him to wear the mohawk, Margaret?
Let me see that shit. What happened,
Tony? Why you didn't have the mohawk on, man?
Because I was like, because I was already taking a long ass time to set this motherfucker up.
The light went off because it's about to get dark in this motherfucker.
All right, man. I want to wear this one anyway.
That's the fuck I want, man. Fuck.
I walked up to Slink at one show, and I was like, Slink, what the fuck you doing out here? And you was up there like, what the fuck you doing with that? He was like, what the fuck you doing with that bullshit on your head? And I was like, you notice what I do, Slink.
That's your shit, man. That's why I want it right now. What's happening with the light, man? With
damn.
The light.
Is the camera fine, though? I love technical difficulties, nigga. That's what makes this motherfucking show.
That's what makes
show.
This shit real. That's what makes it unique. We here at Jamar's neighborhood. The power went out in the neighborhood. That's all.
Hey, yo, you got any shameless plugs?
Oh, shameless plugs. Oh, man, make sure, you know, hit me on Cash App at $SlinkJohnson. Follow me at all your social networks at SlinkJohnson. Shit, be looking for Pimps and Kenfolk on Cannabis Capitals, airing on Twitch. I got a couple of movies coming out right now, Kings of L.A., God damn it, Apocalypse shit coming soon. Dirty Cops LA streaming right now. Just wrapped a movie, Fire. Starting, shooting another movie next week for the first time. A lot of shit going on. See me on stage. I'm doing stand-up all over the country. Niggas know your mama. We know your mama. And we gonna fuck your mama.
What's Smoke Yours? Tell them about Smoke Yours.
Smoke Yours crew is... Smoke yours is to do you. Whatever you is, man, you do that shit, man. Quit worrying about what other people think of you, man, and smoke yours, man. Quit worrying about what other motherfuckers doing. Smoke yours, you feel me? Smoke Yours is an organization built on organization based on friendship through cannabis. I don't have none. Smoke Yours. You know what I'm saying? Let's be friends. You dig?
Hell yeah. Goddamn, I dig that shit, man. Fuck, man. Margarita, you want to plug your Cash App?
Come on, girl. What's your Cash App? Come here, girl.
She don't know nothing about herself. God damn.
Like, everything is like Margarita something, but I'm
girl, get on there and find that Cash App and tell the peoples what your Cash App name is, right. Girl.
Oh, yeah, it's Ms. Margarita again. M-I-Z-Z Margarita. So, Cash App me if you want to.
All right, thank you. Get Sling back there. Hey, we got 15 more minutes of this shit, nigga. I ain't done.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, man, so how you feeling about stand-up so far? Because you on the road, you doing this.
I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it. I'm feeling my growth. I'm feeling myself getting, you know, more skillful. You know what I'm saying? I'm enjoying it. You know, again, stand-up is definitely a science and an art that has to be respected. And right now I'm just putting in my 10,000 hours and enjoying every minute of it. You know what I mean?
What's the most like you figure out any epiphanies and shit on the way about stand up?
My biggest epiphany I think I found was to let them come to me.
Yep.
Quit trying so hard. I mean, definitely practice your craft. You know, you got natural born athletes, but you won't be a champion unless you practice and hone your craft. So I feel like I'm a natural born comic, natural born comedian, natural born talent. And right now I'm honing my craft, man. So, you know, you just got to get out there and do it, man, and just let them come to you. Like, I watch a lot of comedians, and it's kind of intimidating. You know, you see these other comedians go up, and you see the type of response. They get the raucous laughs and response from people. And you got to understand, people are going to always deal with people on an individual basis, and that's just comedy. Comedy's no different. So the laughs Jamar gets might not be the laughs that Slink gets, but they're no less nonetheless. You know what I mean? It's just definitely, you know, you let motherfuckers come to you. I'm trying to filter it out to the people that really want to fuck with Slink Johnson.
Yeah.
And I think my appeal is broad enough. It's just some people just have to come to me. They just have to get it. And that just comes with repetition, you know, familiarity and all those things. You know what I mean? So my biggest epiphany, let them come to me.
Yeah. You got you plan on doing any specials anytime soon? I don't.
Absolutely, man. I would like to do a special. However, I don't want to disrespect the game.
How, nigga?
I mean, you know, it's a certain
disrespecting the game. You giving it your effort.
It's a certain level, though. You know, I want to get to. Like again, I feel like I'm taking the long way. I could go all the sketches and shit and all that shit and all the sketches and, you know, all the hyper-sensationalized coverage and media, but I'm really trying to, you know, be like spots like here in the Belly Room and really get it down. So when I do my special, it's legit. Like, I don't want to fucking, you know, hate on the game or the tricks of the trade, but I want my special to be legit. When you see it, that's, hey, man, that's that one.
Yeah.
Like that boy. My special probably be a whole bunch of clips, you know, great shows.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I want my special to be legit. And
who's your favorite comedian of all time?
Ooh, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. Why?
Eddie Murphy, because he's the comedian. Eddie Murphy's a comedian that I recognize as a when I embraced comedy and I recognized and understood stand-up comedy, he was the comedian of the day.
Right.
You know, but again, in hindsight, as I grew older and started, you know, learning more about the game, you know, again, the Holy Trinity is Red Fox, Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
You know, Eddie Murphy to me.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, again, you got cats like Paul Mooney, Patrice O'Neill, Corey Holcomb, Dave Chappelle, you know, very, very skillful, Joe Torre, Guy Torre, you know, so many, you know, very skillful comedians.
Who's your favorite white comic?
My favorite white comic, probably Bill Burr.
Yeah, that nigga raw. Bill. You got any favorite female comics?
Oh, my favorite female comics, man, right now, got to be Kamira and Precious.
Kamira and Precious. Yo.
My favorite of my bitches right there. We own these hoes, nigga. They're my girls right there.
Then my niggas, man, they be fucking killing me, dog.
They off the chain, man.
Yeah. I love, Precious be fucking killing me 24/7, dog, especially online.
And they such a tandem, and it's ill because they so alike. They work so well together, and they're so alike, but their styles of stand-up are so different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They work so well together, and there's so much alike when you see them together.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see them do their stand-up on, you know what I'm saying, they're so different and just equally talented, man. They're my bitches right there.
Yeah,
they're
man. Yeah, man. I love Kamira. Like, somebody was telling me about her, man, and, like, ever since they told me about her, man, any chance I get, I'd be like, yeah, get Kamira on.
Man, you know I was like, awestruck when I first saw Kamira. Both them bitches, actually. When I first saw Kamira, and I say it most endearingly, y'all know, so fuck y'all in the comments. And why you keep calling them bitches? Man, them bitches know what I'm talking about. Fuck y'all.
Beautiful, intelligent, tenacious chicks, ho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. But I was awestruck and just totally awestruck, man, when I saw them, first time I saw both of those girls go down. I mean, just fearless, bro, fearless.
And I remember Precious, before she, like, found, like, her thing or whatever, she was, like, coming around here and shit, and she was just, she had the most magnetic smile and energy and shit. She's just a funny-ass chick that you would hang around in the hood, like,
man,
but she's just funny and goofy, like, Jamar, you make me feel, like, just say I make you feel comfortable. Like, you know, like her little fucking goofy voice and shit.
You stupid as fuck.
But she good people, though, man.
Yeah, they're
my
girls,
man.
I love the shit out of Precious and Kamira. Best female stand-ups in the game right now.
Yeah, man. Yo, you was in Space Jam, man. What's Bugs Bunny like, man? Is he an asshole? Do he really be doing that crazy shit?
You know what? He wasn't on set the day I was, or at least he wasn't on my set. You know, I didn't see him that day. I was asking about him. You know, I wanted to see if I can get some weed from him, but you know what I'm saying?
Would you fuck Lola Bunny?
Hell yeah.
Nigga, right?
I'd knock Lola Bunny down.
Right. Nigga, on God.
I have to wear a condom, though. You know, that bitch fertile.
Oh, yeah. All them goddamn rabbits. All them goddamn.
Well, I fuck Lola Bunny. Jessica Rabbit will get it, too.
Oh, God. Hey, nigga, do you like Betty Boop?
Betty Boop,
she can't get
big,
no neck because she ain't got one,
she
nigga.
She got a big-ass head. I don't even know, man. But her hair's so big, she probably can just give you some premium head Leon. Like, you can just park your meat right in her mouth and jack your whole meat because her head big.
Do you like bitches with short hair, nigga?
Yes. I got some head Leon from a bitch with a short.
I ain't like that. Nigga,
you like that, man?
Nigga, bitch was giving me, I swear to God, she was giving me head, nigga, but she had, like, short haircut, and I was like, man, this is like a nigga. Like,
it did feel awkward, but, you know, however, you know, when you sure who you're dealing with,
for sure.
But, you know, it did feel awkward. However, I found it a bit exhilarating, you know what I'm saying, because I found maximum grippage at the nape of the neck. You know what I'm talking about? The hook was placed just right where my middle finger just sat right up under that hook. And I kind of, you know what I'm saying? It was real righteous.
Margaret, you ever going to cut your hair? Bald, like Betty Boop?
No.
So they can get that hook?
Any event where some man is lucky enough to receive some head Leon from you, what do? Do you tie your hair up, or you just go natural, just like, the hair is whatever tonight? I mean,
however it is, I just leave it.
Oh.
And I got it.
Last question. So when you're blessing someone with some of that premium head Leon, you know what I'm saying? Do you mind a man guiding your head with his hand, or are you like, nigga, get your hand off my head?
Like, he can, like, softly guide it, but not like you, like, press, like
a basketball.
He can't slap machine. He can't slap machine. You can't basketball. You can't dribble a slot machine, okay, guys?
A slot machine? Slop, yeah. Slop machine. Slop
machine. You dumb as fuck. All right,
bro. Do you have any unpopular opinions or controversial opinions? Okay, I'll go first. Abusive relationships are only cool if your favorite parent is winning.
You stupid as fuck. Like, you stupid.
If the bad parents win, like the nigga you hit the bitch you hate, you be like, ah. Like,
oh, that's a very unpopular opinion.
But you got any like, yo, man, this shit need to like.
My unpopular opinion might be having to do with men's fashion. You niggas' pants is getting too tight. Mm. You know what I'm talking about, man? Come on, man. You know, get these bitches they shit back, man. It's cool. When Forever 21 opened up for it ain't Forever 21 don't even have a men's department. That's a males. That's a females with dick department.
Yeah.
That's not. Look, man. I'm just saying, man. Your man, nigga not supposed to see the contour of your calf or your ass. I'm really not supposed to see that. I'm not supposed to see the pack of double mint gum in your back pocket. I'm not supposed to see that, man.
Yeah.
And I see it took me a while. That's why you niggas wear the Mercs, because you ain't even got room in your pockets no more. Because I felt like if it couldn't fit in your pocket, it ain't that important. You know what I'm saying? So what do you niggas got in this Merce that's that important? But I see don't nothing fit in your pocket. You got to stop doing that, man. You got to quit constricting your balls like that. You know your balls got to hang. And the future of a society hangs in the balance just like your balls supposed to hang, man. Your balls ain't supposed to be pressed up against your leg like that. It's getting too hot. Make your sperm cells just deformed and fucked up, man. You going to fuck around? Come on, man. Give your sperm the best chance and let it hang like it's, you know what I'm talking about? Let it hang and dangle like they supposed to. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, God. Oh, God, man. Yo, man. Wise words, man, for Mr. Black Jesus. Nigga, his motherfucking self.
I'm
shit,
just
nigga.
Just saying, man. You niggas, man.
Hey, all status aside, do you think Kamala Harris ever had a stank pussy day?
Hell yeah.
All right.
Hell yeah. She had that funky cock canyon got fucked over. You know what I'm saying?
It's a girl, and it's a girl it's versus a girl, the son.
Your pH balance, all kinds of shit, because she let a dirty nigga hit, went on a bad diet for like 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? The pH balance all fucked up. Every woman at some point or several points of her life have the little tart, little twat. You know what I'm saying?
Is this true, Margaret?
Margaret, come on, tell me you can go on a long
Margarita,
day.
Margarita, excuse me.
Margarita, you can't. Can you go on a long day? Uh-huh. You go on a. Just imagine a long day. Just imagine you have a nice little trice. You're out on a vacation, wonderful vacation with the man you love, and you have a nice little trice before you go out. You go out hiking.
This nigga's had a trice.
You go out and do a whole bunch of shit. You know what I'm saying? And you know, you might fuck around and ride an elephant on your exotic vacation. You don't think by the time you finish that, you know, you'll be a little tart around the middle?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, nigga, me, myself, personally. Oh, go ahead.
A lot of guys don't care.
Hell, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say, I ain't going to lie, nigga. I'm like, it can stink, but it can't stink.
I call it that human flavor. Ain't nothing wrong with the human flavor, but when you just
nigga,
like
pheromones,
when you just let Jamar ram your shit, and then you gonna come Kill to you. Me after letting him ram it, and you ain't soaked that nasty thing.
And I gotta pull back, nigga. It's gonna really infect your shit up.
I think women gotta put 36 hours between sexual partners. I think men, we more like six.
Yeah,
we more like 6 hours. Men should be like 6 hours between switching sexual partners. If indeed, I don't recommend you do that. I don't condone that per se. But the lifestyle we live, people do that. And I say women, don't give me none of that funky trim unless it's been like a day and a half after you let.
Yeah,
it, you know what I'm saying. And
but sometimes
you washed it.
And sometimes I don't like that. Like sometimes like I like a pussy with a little bit of personality to that motherfucker. You ever had a pussy like it don't smell like nothing, and you're like, man.
Yeah.
Like,
but I want the personality to come in the form of performance and snapback. Like I don't
he said snapback.
Not necessarily, you know, that aroma. You know, don't get me wrong. I've experienced some aromas that were quite pleasant, that were unconventional, I'd say, but quite pleasant. Like,
what you mean?
That thing, it don't stink, but it don't smell good.
Oh, it's just normal?
It's just, it don't stink. It shouldn't smell like nothing. But the odor doesn't stink, but there is an aroma. I wouldn't even call it an odor as much as I would an aroma. Like some ladies, you have an aroma. And, you know, a lot of men might find that aroma attractive. And some of you bitches got older and discharged.
Yep.
That little crust and little white little strip in your panties down there, bitch.
Yep.
That is not excitement.
Hell
no. That's discharge.
Hell no. Hey, dude, what you think about Jada Pinkett and her and the grandma and Willow steaming their pussy? Do you think more women should do that and shit? Like, do you ever see that Red Table Talk?
First of all, I think they need to take all Jada, Will, all they need to take all their phones and forms of communication. Just period. Look, TMI. I'm tired of that shit. I don't give a fuck if you steam your vajayjay. They probably all steam them together. Enjoy yourself. I don't give a fuck. It's TMI. I wipe my ass with one ply toilet paper and scratch myself with my thumbnail sometimes. Yep. But I don't tell you that. What the fuck does it matter? I'm just saying, it's TMI.
It don't matter at all.
You know what I'm saying? It's TMI. So what? You know, you need to blow some motherfucking steam up that funky, that motherfucking funky cat hatch. Don't nobody want to see that shit.
Damn, man. You wouldn't fuck the grandma, though?
I would, but I'm just saying. I don't want to hear about what they got going on. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, them bitches really be sitting over, like, pots and shit, nigga, steaming that shit like this, like, just talking about Will.
Yeah, steaming that.
Hey, girl, you know he used to do this with his asshole. This
steaming
is how I
that motherfucker.
Out. Nigga, oh, God. If I'm not, have you seen that episode? I think they was getting
steam
a steam.
Steam that funky cat hatch.
I don't know, man. Where were we at? All right, man. Well, look, Slink, goddammit.
Well, I was just getting ready.
Man. Hey, man, talk some mo shit, please.
No, I'm ready to go. I want to argue.
Oh, man. Well, maybe. Well, all right. Well, let me look for one more question.
I got to get out of here, man. I'm feeling too high class for this right now.
All right. Yo, man.
What's the question, nigga?
Yeah, I mean, it's all bullshit, nigga. It's all bullshit. It's like,
you know,
okay.
I fuck with your crazy ass, nigga.
Hey, all right. Let's say you got jumped by 100 third graders. How many of them little motherfuckers do you think you could take before you get knocked the fuck out?
Ooh.
Third graders. These are 8-year-olds.
It depends on how they attack. If they organize and they attack, like,
they're not coming one by one, nigga. They all like, they all.
I mean, is they organized, though?
What you mean, organized? Nigga, they coming from all. All
right, but look, okay, is they coming, where are we?
You on the motherfucking school ground coming to pick your kid up. Okay, let me put you in a situation. You coming to school ground to pick your kid up, nigga, and they was all bullying your kid, and you said, whoever think they can fuck with my kid, I'm going to fuck all y'all up or whatever. And it just so happened 100 kids think they can fuck with your kid, and they all surround you. And then you be like, nigga, go. And then they all come at you. How many of them niggas do you think you can fucking take out before they take you down? And they ain't got no weapons. It's all hands.
Oh.
Cody, how many things you
got,
take out?
I got a weapon, though. Can I have a weapon? Can I pick up something?
Tony.
Can I pick up something?
Yeah. Okay, fine. You get one weapon, and it can't be no gun.
Okay.
It's a stick. Fine. You got stick in hands.
Okay. Okay. There's 100 of them. Now, all 100 can't rush me at once, so I say probably about 15, 20 at a time. Really, in reality, 15, 20, it's only about 7 going to be able to touch you.
Okay.
So at once, you know, when motherfuckers all, when they swarming you, they're going to be, so I say probably, they third grader, so they be bigger, they smaller than that, so maybe about 12 of them. I don't know. I think I'll take probably about, I'll probably be.
Out of the 100 kids, how many motherfuckers are you knocking out?
I'm knocking out probably about.
30?
No, I was going to say about 63. Cause I'm swinging a bat, my nigga.
Yeah, and
the force of the bat, you know, gonna be knocking them down.
Oh, that's right.
And you know, you think about it when you swinging that bat, they gotta be zombies to keep coming. Cause you know, once you swinging that bat, niggas gonna get back.
Hey, nigga, you can also take the bat and then spin around like that.
That's what I mean.
Oh, you going hard? You doing the hurricane
style?
Yeah.
Fuck them kids, man. A golf club? Can I have a golf club?
Nigga, you can have whatever you want.
Cause I go low. You know, because I wouldn't, you know, because I, you know, I don't want to hurt or kill the kids. I want to see the kids live on to a better day. I wouldn't want to hit them in the head with no brain trauma. Let me get a golf club and not take all their little ankles out. All
right, nigga, cool. Yeah. Cool. All right, so instead of a stick, and that's cool, too, because it's lighter, so you can swing that motherfucker a little bit faster and shit.
And it won't have to be the head. It could just be a toe. You know what I'm saying? Give me a little drop.
But you saying about 63 of them motherfuckers, and after that, nigga, it's all downhill from there.
I mean, about 63, 64,
nigga,
maybe. It depends. 70. Am I not high? Because if I'm not high, I might, it might be like 75, you know what I'm saying? Coming
on, he said, at my best.
Because I'm probably pissed off. If I'm high, I'm not pissed off, you know what I'm saying?
All right, man. Yo, man, this has been Jamar's Neighborhood, man. This has been my guest, Mr. Slink Johnson, man. Yo, peace I up. Really thank you for fucking coming by, bro. God bless you, man. And I look forward to working with you soon and just hanging out, nigga, period, bro.
Man, thank you, Jamar. You know it's always a pleasure when real players come together, man. You know what I'm talking about? Talking shit and swallowing spit, man. All your shit one more time. Hey, man, it's your main man, Slink Johnson. Keeping 2 feet on the turf and staying on this side of the wall. You know what I'm saying? Sucker ducking and buster dodging all day, baby. Make sure you tap in with me on Cash App, $Slink Johnson, or all your social networks at Slink Johnson. Be looking for me on stage all over the country. God damn it, got some movies coming out, baby. Look for them, baby. Just Google me, man. Slink Johnson, man. If you don't want to do that, just ask your mom about me.
And pick up our movie, man.
John Henry. Pick up John Henry. Go watch John Henry. It's Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Netflix, Hulu, probably all that shit. John Henry right now, baby. Smoke yours. Jamar's Neighborhood.